have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome, boys and girls, to the spookiest season for drive-in movies with Hogan and Rudy. It's officially time to start horror double features for drive-in movies, and we are kicking it off with some early 2000s. How would you describe these movies?
Terrifying.
They're like, I don't know. I guess we'll figure it out as we talk about it. But to kick it off for spooky season, we are doing Final Destination versus Saw. Kind of like gritty horror almost.
Yeah, yeah.
So starting with Final Destination, that is from what year?
Oh boy, 2003.
Just 2000.
2000, okay.
Year 2000. That is directed by James Wong. That's written by Glenn Morgan, James Wong, and Jeffrey Reddick. That stars Devon Sawa as Alex, Allie Larder as Clear, which I thought her name was Claire, but my subtitles kept saying Clear, and
that's
I thought the
mindset.
Subtitles were wrong. But no, her name is indeed Clear.
I thought they were saying it, like, had it on the subtitles wrong, too. That's
yeah.
Hilarious.
It also stars Kerr Smith as Carter, Kristen Cloak as Miss Luton, Sean William Scott as Billy, and a brief appearance by Tony Todd as Bloodworth. That is going up against Saw from what year?
2003.
2004. You did so good last
episode. I messed both these up. Wow.
That one is directed by James Wan. It's written by Lee Whannell and James Wan. So you have James Wong and James Wan.
Wow.
That stars Carrie Ells as Dr. Gordon, Lee Whannell as Adam, Danny Glover as Detective Tapp, Michael Emerson as Zepp, and Tobin Bell as Jigsaw. I'll turn it over to you to talk about the plots. These two are very different.
Yes.
From our last episode.
Very different.
Pretty much the same movie.
And very spooky.
Now you have two completely different movies.
I'll start with Final Destination, which is about a group of students. They're going with their high school to France, and one of the students has a premonition while he's sitting on the airplane that it crashes and burns, and then he comes back to reality. So he panics and takes a group of students off with him. Well, there's an altercation, and people kind of get shoved off. So as they're fighting in the airport, they see the plane explode behind them in the window. So did they cheat death? It looks like it. So, one by one, they are getting picked off as death is creating a new plan for them. And then you have Saw, which is about two men that wake up in this terrifying bathroom warehouse-looking thing. Horrifying. Dirty.
Just the setting. Nothing even happened.
Yeah, they could just show the
setting. Being in a dirty bathroom is the worst.
This is the worst. It's like walking into a Target bathroom.
Are they that bad?
Oh, horrible.
Oh, man.
That's like a Saw movie. Anyway, there are two people in a Target bathroom that are... They're not actually in a Target bathroom. They're in, like, this warehouse thing, and they're chained up, and they don't know how they got there. And all of a sudden, they have a tape recorder that they find, and they have to figure out different clues and how to get out of this situation. But it's pretty gruesome, because there's a dead body in the middle of the ground. They find out there's a camera watching them. And then you get a lot of backstory of... It's this killer called the Jigsaw, and this is what he does. He takes people and makes them play these games. And if they win, they survive. If they lose, they're probably gonna die.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
A lot of death in both these movies.
Oh, yeah.
But let's get into the writing. What did you think about the writing in both these?
So, for how much Saw terrifies me, Those gritty.
Oh, does it actually terrify you?
Those gritty horror movies are just like, oh, they like are the ones that really like turn my stomach.
Ooh. So we started off with a banger here.
You started off wild for me. Because I like, I guess my favorite genre is more of like the supernatural, like haunted house type of horror movies. The gritty ones, yeah, those are the ones that I'm like, someone could actually do this. This is terrifying. So for Saw, for how much of a gritty horror movie, and typically those aren't that great, it actually has a pretty good story. Like, it's pretty well thought out. And how they create this killer. You get different viewpoints and different timelines, but you're never confused. You know exactly where you are because all the pieces fit together so nice. So I think they did a really good job with the different timelines and then putting it all together while making it terrifying.
Yeah, it is. It really is kind of like a big jigsaw puzzle.
It is, yeah.
It's like you have the border built first with them being in the room. And slowly you're putting all the pieces together and they're getting their memories back and you start figuring out maybe why they're there or how they're acquainted with each other and stuff like that. And they do a good job of building up to that point and getting to the climax, which is a whole nother element of the story that I, you know, for as bad of movies as the Saw franchise is, like, they're pretty clever when it comes to either, like, their twists at the end or how they tie everything together, or, like, why people are there. So I do give them credit in the story aspect of it that it's not just about two guys that are stuck in a room and have to, you know, saw each other's legs off or stuff like that. There's a little bit more to play with it, and it has some twists and turns that it takes you down as you're watching these two try to figure out what's going on.
Final Destination is a bit different. It's kind of like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory picked off one by one, but it's the Grim Reaper instead.
If they all made it through the factory, but they weren't supposed to.
Yes, that's exactly.
So Willy Wonka's got to think of something else to.
Yep, he's got to hunt them down.
Taking these kids out. Ooh, we have a movie idea.
Oh, look at the
crossover.
Final Willy Wonka.
Final Destination reminds me of. Did you ever see that video? I think it's for like Subway Safety, called "Dumb Ways to Die."
I've seen the Spike TV show "A Thousand Ways to Die."
Oh well. They're both probably
similar.
Much like, yeah. It's just like they start naming off like these random dumb ways that you could die. And watching Final Destination, I was like, yes, that would be a way to go.
Some of these deaths are gruesome and just wild. Especially the teacher that makes it. Her death is like...
It was like overkill.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. That's when they were... that's when I was like, okay. I can see some of the other ones.
Yeah.
This was a little extreme.
Yeah, at that point, it's like, man, I almost would have rather been on the plane.
Yeah,
and just gone through any of these. These seem a lot worse.
So, I guess the story of Final Destination, the main character, he has the premonitions, and no one believes him, they just think he's going nuts, and then they actually see the plane explode, and then they're like, whoa, like, what's going on here? Then he somehow figures out that, is the part where it was weird, he, like, takes a piece of paper... puts it on a computer screen and is like, this is exactly how the plane exploded. This is the exact line.
Well, they showed it on the news. They were like, this is the trajectory of the explosion. And I was like, whoa, they're getting very detailed on the
news.
Yeah,
how did they know that? Well, like,
and also the trajectory was weird. It was like a little zigzag line instead of just like an explosion, like a normal explosion. They were like, it went down this aisle and then it went over.
Yep.
Then it crossed this aisle and then it went down. Like, what the heck?
So I guess that makes sense that it, now it's killing all the people off in order of how they should have died. But now he keeps intervening. Well, he intervenes in some of them.
Yeah.
And he throws the order out of whack, so he thinks.
Yeah, that was the dumbest part of that movie for me.
Yes.
Was they were like, if we interrupt Death's plan, then it just goes on to the next person. And you're like, what? Like, they were all supposed to die in the plane. They didn't. So Death is going to come back for them. But if they don't get him again, then Death is like, what? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Yep. And you're like, okay, you're good. Yep.
Yeah. You know what? You fooled me twice, so you're a tricky one. Maybe one day. And I was like, this seems like a terrible way to live. They're like, all right, we just gotta keep throwing Death off. Nah, man, just kill me. Like, if Death wants me dead that bad, and he's gonna come up with these excruciating ways to kill me, like, I'll go. I'll gladly go right now.
Yeah, what a horrible way. Especially
to, like, yeah.
Being paranoid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You see the one guy, like, he goes into his house and, like, is, like, almost, like, baby-proofing everything. And
oh, yeah.
What, mm-hmm. He pulled, like, a nail out, and he's like, almost got me with tetanus. And I was like, oh my God. Like,
like, you're going to live every single moment like this?
Yeah. I was like, this plan seems flawed.
Yeah. So the story's kind of weird. The
story's kind of dumb. But keep going.
But it's a horror movie, and they made like six of them, so I guess they ran with it and people liked it.
Let me tell you something. Something that I don't like, and I had never seen Final Destination before, so this was the first time watching this movie for me. And for horror movies, I guess I'm past the part of really being scared at a horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where when I watch a horror movie, I really don't like fake out deaths or like, ooh, almost. And Final Destination is just riddled with it, where it's like, ooh, there's water. Someone's gonna unplug a toaster. Is that how they die? Nope. Oh, wait. Now they're lighting a flame, but there's alcohol nearby. Is the alcohol gonna explode and they're gonna catch on fire? Nope. And you're just sitting there like watching you're sitting there watching this person live an average normal life, and now every little thing that they do, it's like, is that going to kill him? Nope. Oop. What about this? Nope. And I got sick of it so fast. Like, after the first person to go through, like, three of those, then every person after that, where they each get their own, like...
Yeah.
Oh, almost. Ooh, maybe this time. Maybe this. I was like, oh my God, just kill him. Just get it over with. I'm sick of this already.
Yeah, we all know how it's going to end.
Yeah, we all know. Unless you cheat it, and then I guess it's just going to forget about you. Maybe.
For 6 months only.
Yeah. It's got a very weird schedule.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't know. I was not a fan of the writing in Final Destination.
No, and I think people always like gravitate towards Final Destination 2 for some reason. And that's the one that I always remember watching, like with my sister and... Mm-hmm. I always remember watching Final Destination 2 instead of the first one.
Is that one any better?
I think there's a race car, and I think there's, like, a truck that is carrying wood, and the wood, like, falls off the truck. I think it's things that, are, like, probably could actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike these are a little played up a bit.
Yeah.
I think the second one is, like, a little more terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, this could actually happen. So.
Yeah. So... Saw for this first?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to Saw.
What about characters?
There's a lot more in Final Destination, for sure. Mm-hmm. You have the early 2000s, so of course Sean William Scott's gonna be in it.
It wouldn't be his character is my favorite, actually.
He is my favorite, too. He's the one that's actually, like, more paranoid about this than... I mean, they start to, all the other characters start to grow into it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the one that's, like... And he has a comedic aspect, I guess, yeah. Too. The main character, I don't really like him. I don't know. And I don't really like his acting.
Yeah. Oh, man. The acting in both these movies, horrible. Yeah. Horrible acting. But continue.
Then you have another survivor, the girl, who somehow feels what he's feeling. That part was a little hazy to me. She's like, I can't see it, the premonition, but I felt it.
Yeah. Well, then there's that weird scene where they go to, like, her place. She's got, like, this art room. And she's like, do you know what this is? And he's like a sculpture. She's like, it's you. It's how I feel about you. And you're like, what is happening? This is so weird. She's like, I don't know how you make me feel, but this is what it is. I'm so confused at what's happening. Is this supposed to be like an attempt at like a romance story between these two? Because it's off to a terrible start.
And I guess it was, because towards the end they start dating.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how long that lasts.
Yeah. Or they.
Yeah. The whole dynamic between the characters is just weird to me. They don't feel like they mesh, mm-hmm. which I mean, they all went to high school together.
Yeah.
But there's, like, the one character has a beef with the main character, and I didn't understand that. Did they ever explain that?
He kept wanting just to bully, beat him up. I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
His senior year of high school, he's going to bully. Okay. Like.
Yeah, why not?
Is there anything better to do than, I don't know.
Yeah, they're kind of bland characters. No one stands out, and I didn't really like any of the characters. Sean William Scott was fun, but he was just kind of a throwaway character. I mean, he's not really a huge part of that movie.
And from the whole story, I felt like I tried not to get attached to any one character, because I'm like, oh.
I was just waiting for him to die.
Yeah, they're not going to be in here very long, so.
Let's speed this movie up. I know it's only an hour and a half, but we know where this is going.
What'd you think of the mortician, Tony Todd?
I love Tony Todd. I wish he was in it more.
It was real spooky, and he just knew. He's like, yep, it's coming for you. There's no way to escape it. So good luck. He goes, I'll see you soon. I was like, shoot.
He knows.
But yeah, I'm with you. I'm not attached to any one character. Saw you don't... You get some, but you mainly focus on the two that are locked up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know either of these actors. Are you familiar with either of these?
Cary Elwes is in Princess Bride. He's the main guy in Princess Bride. He was also in Twister. He was the rival tornado chaser.
That was him, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
He's been in quite a bit of other stuff.
I did not know that. And then you have
He was a Robin Hood Men in Tights. He's Robin Hood.
I have not seen that.
Oh, come on, Rudy.
We'll add it to the list.
The other guy is
November or something.
Yeah. The other guy, I think he was in like the Insidious movies, but he's not a big name actor. He wrote the movie, so I think he starred in it because he wrote it.
He wrote Saw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the guy who played Adam.
Interesting.
He wrote it. Mm-hmm.
Wow. He has a messed up mind then. All right, Adam. So those two characters, they get to know each other, of course, because they're trying to survive.
Uh-huh.
But they find out that their past may have crossed in the past before. So, and there's a whole reason. That goes along with the writing. There's a whole reason why they're all there. There is the detectives that are trying to catch the Jigsaw Killer. And one of them is Danny Glover, who becomes obsessed. Mm-hmm. Ends up getting, like, kicked out of the force at one point, and now he's just like, his whole life is dedicated to catching this Jigsaw Killer.
Mm-hmm.
He was probably one of my favorites, just because I like Danny Glover. So, yeah. And his acting outshined everyone else.
I don't know about that.
You don't know? I'll
wait to say my piece.
Okay.
Whoa, buddy.
I'm good. You tell me.
The acting in that movie by everyone involved. Whoa, baby, was it bad. Holy cow. Like, yes, I think the characters are more interesting because there's more to them, and they kind of have dark secrets, and that's part of the mystery of the movies, that you start to unravel, like, who these people are and why they're in the situation that they're in. But, like, Cary Elwes, Danny Glover, Leo Unell, the guy who played Adam and wrote the movie... Whoa. I don't know if it was the directing or the writing, but man, was the acting terrible, especially by Cary Elwes, which he was in Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights. He's great in those movies. I don't know what happened to him in Saw, but God, I was sitting there watching this movie, and I've seen this movie probably a couple times, but I'm like, man, the acting is just terrible in this. Terrible. Kind of takes you out of the mood of the movie because it's so cheesy and so bad. Oh, man. I don't know. I think I might give my point by default to Final Destination because the acting is that bad.
Oh, my goodness. Saw.
It's terrible. Terrible. And it shouldn't be. Like, Danny Glover is a good actor. Cary Elwes is a good actor. Why are they acting so bad in this movie? Why is this a thing? So I'm taking the point away from them as a punishment for, yeah, they should know better.
as a punishment.
You should provide us with better acting than that.
I'm going to go against you. Yeah. I'm going to go with Saul. Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest disappointment in that movie for me. It's just how bad that acting is. All right, let's go on to music. Which music did you like more?
I'm trying to remember the music from these. I think they were like more suspense scores, horror scores. There was some like, in Saw, I remember there being some like heavy metal.
Yeah.
At some points.
It's like they're crazy editing. Yeah.
And it goes along with the movie.
I think when like the lady has the bear
trap. Oh, yeah, yeah. They had those weird like. There's some... Yeah.
the theme in Saw. That plays a little bit during the movie, but mainly at the end. That song's banging.
Ooh, I didn't notice it. So yeah,
the Saw soundtrack is pretty good. I think it's far and above better than the Final Destination soundtrack, just because it's more unique and it stands out. And like I could pick that out of a pack for being Saw. Like I'd rec. Yeah, I'd recognize that soundtrack.
Horror movie songs. And yeah, I don't remember anything from Final Destination. Nothing really stood out.
Yeah, just kind of like your typical 2000s thriller. It's probably like the same soundtrack as like Scream or I Know What You Did Last Summer. Kind of along those veins. Yep.
Copy and paste.
So I'm going to give it to Saw.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with you.
What about Saw too? Tech.
Oh, man, did they make that bathroom horrifying in Saw?
When the guy had to stick his hand in the toilet?
Terrifying. Oh, just all of it. Like, it's so dirty, and I don't know. That's the part, mm-hmm. The visual is what gets me in that movie.
Atmospheric horror.
Oh, horrible. The Saw that comes out, yes. And I think they do a really good job of that. They just, you kind of, mm-hmm. And you piece it together along with the characters. It's like solving a puzzle with them. Like, oh, there's a Saw that comes out. My leg's attached to this, you know, this chain, and it won't come out. I can't cut through the chain. Oh, he wants us to cut through our ankle. That's horrifying.
Would you do it?
So you're putting this together. Oh.
Brittany doesn't even want to think about it. Just end it there.
Just end it there. As soon as I wake up in that dirty bathroom, I'd be
just
like,
the bathroom
done.
Itself.
Game
you're
over.
Like, just kill me.
I'm not playing.
You try to reach the gun. Yeah. Like, nah, I'm over this.
Yeah. This is horrifying. So that's set. Set design was good in Saw. Puke.
Yeah, I think Saw is definitely more of a, I don't want to say artistic, but they have a lot more like style to putting that movie together. I think James Wan, as the director, he's a little more frantic with his camera. So you have kind of some crazy editing, the scene with the lady with the bear trap, like her trying to pull it off. You have, it's almost like sped up and kind of like crazily shot. The camera's kind of going all over the place. You have weird like freeze frames and like slow motion segments, which I'm always not a fan of, especially when they do it terribly. And I think Saw doesn't do it great a lot of times, but that's a minor beef and it doesn't happen too often to the point where it's like, God, this is so annoying to watch. It happens maybe once or twice. But when it does happen, I'm like, oh, God, why did they do that? Who approved that? Whereas Final Destination it just kind of feels like a typical teen slasher movie. They don't really take a stylistic approach to it. You have the setup of the crazy deaths, which are kind of cool to see how it's almost like dominoes falling, where this thing sets off this, and then this is going to set off that. So it's cool to see that play out on screen, because I feel like a lot of that was done pretty practical. There are some CGI moments that have aged with the movie, but what can you do about those? But overall, I don't know, nothing really stands out tech-wise for Final Destination, whereas Saw, I feel like, has a specific feel and image to it that I think specifically the tech category really helps build.
Yeah. You show me a dirty bathroom, man, you're on that dirty bathroom. Immediately think of Saw.
You could have stopped the movie 1 minute in.
It's horrifying.
Just as terrified.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who are you giving your point to on that one? Saw? Just for the bathroom?
Oh, yeah, I'll give it to Saw. Just for the bathroom.
Which movie did you enjoy more?
I have a confession. I don't really enjoy either of these movies. I am not a gritty horror fan. I'll watch them, of course. I'll watch any movie once, just like I'll try any food once. So I'm not opposed. But it's not my thing. I like the supernatural, more of the thriller type. Yeah, gritty, gory. Blech. Casswood, 1,000,000% not be into.
I think she should give it a chance.
So yes,
just have a double feature: Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Saw.
I'll be like, yeah, okay, sit down. Here's what we're gonna watch. And she'll be like, great, what's the second movie? Dirty bathrooms. So, yep. Right off the start. Yeah, she would love that. but if I do have to pick one, I probably would go with Saw. I just don't... Mm-hmm. The Final Destination movies creep me out, and I just don't really enjoy them. It's like bad writing mixed with teen slasher and...
Yeah.
Just like... I don't know.
There's no real suspense.
That whole idea is because you know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just more of like, well, how is it going to happen? So, But Saw, at least you have something to go off of. Like, there is suspense. There's a possibility they're going to make it out. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm intrigued on where this story is going.
Yeah, I'll give it to Saw as well. Saw, I actually think, is a decent movie. I've seen all of them except for the last one they made with Chris Rock or whatever, which I guess is like a spinoff. I saw a Jason movie. It's called Spiral. Like,
interesting.
What's the full title? It's like Spiral, a chapter from the Book of Saw or something like that is what it's called. Yeah. I've never seen it. I've heard it's terrible. And I bet it is. Because the Saw movies definitely get worse as they go on. But I have seen...
Oh, okay. I've only seen the first one.
And they all kind of have that same puzzly... You know, by the end, something gets revealed, and you're like, oh, man, that's crazy. But the first one does it best, and I think it works better as kind of a contained, smaller story horror, where the other ones kind of get bigger and bigger, and then you got, like, 20 people in a room, and they're all doing crazy stuff. yeah, sort
like
of.
Like Squid Games?
Yeah, just more gruesome than what they do in Squid Games. Even more gruesome, I should say. But I think the first Saw movie's pretty good, and I can see why they made multiples after it. Final Destination, I think, is dumb. I thought it was a dumb movie. Going into it, again, this is the first time I've seen it, but going into it, I kind of knew... You kind of already know what those movies are about. And, I mean, it came out 22 years ago, so... I know, right?
Whoa. Like, it's weird to think about.
But going into it, I kind of already knew where the story was going to go because they had made so many of them, and you start to pick up on the formula. But after watching that first one, I was like, how did they make more of these? Because I feel like this wasn't a good movie. Like, there was nothing really to go off of. I guess maybe just to see what other crazy kind of deaths they could do. That's really all you get from that movie. There's not much of a story. There's not much of a suspense element to it. Contrary to horror movies, you watch a horror movie and you go, oh man, is this person going to die? Like, But watching Final Destination, you're like, oh man, is this person going to live? It's like the reverse. You're like,
yeah, it's the opposite.
Are they going to get out of it? Because 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to die. So it didn't do anything for me. I'm probably going to watch the rest of them just to say that I can, or just to say that I have. I'm not really looking forward to it, though. But that's the type of person I am. I'm a completionist, so now I gotta watch all of them, even though the first one I was like, that wasn't that good. And I doubt they get any better. But I would give my point to Saw. I think Saw has some enjoyable elements to it. It is a gritty movie. Surprisingly, I don't think it's as gritty or gruesome as leads on to be. Like, or it could be, yeah.
Or, yeah, I think, or it could be,
a lot
yeah,
of people
sure.
think of Saw, and they're like, oh, man, they do some really disgusting stuff in those movies. And in the later ones, for sure. And maybe it's because I've seen the later ones that the first one seems so, like, tame compared to the other ones. And by all means, it is dark and gruesome, and there's some gross stuff that happens in it. But I don't think it's too over the top or too gruesome. So that's one of the reasons I like that one, too, is it's got an entertainment aspect in the story and the mystery. It's not too gruesome, and I forgot what the third thing was. It's definitely not the acting, because the acting is horrible. Shame on them for putting in such bad performances. But, yeah.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Tell us what you thought of these.
Yeah.
On our social media. No one talks to us on our social media.
Also, if you have any suggestions for some more spooky movies, we got 2 full months ahead of us, so give us some recommendations for some
heck yeah
horror double features. Until next time.
Did you pick next week's?
I have some ideas, but I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't
surprises
fully decided which ones I want to do yet. So I'll put together a full list and I'll let you know. You'll just have to wait Perfect. In suspense till next week.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.